Oh, wait. You want to drink the rain and eat the flowers.
You wait, let's just get away from the bridge. The sound is not... how do I put this? Soothing, nice, complimentary.
I think that the cars can sound like waves of the ocean with the right mindset.
Actually, I think that's true. But then leaning in and peaking the audio on the recorder, I think.
Dang.
Maybe not, but once we get to the pickleball courts, read your poem. On this weird, seasonably warm pre-spring day. We still have a whole month of winter.
I know, it's super weird. And
Puck's Tawny Phil was tripping.
Yeah, he was really wrong. And also there's the weird West Coast winter going on.
Yeah, that's very strange.
It's like we just traded weathers.
I was on a work call with this guy from Canada, and he was like, "Oh, we're hunkering down for the storm." And I was like, "Oh, I live in Indiana." And he's like, "Oh, aren't there hurricanes down there?"
What?
And I said, "No." But I think he meant tornadoes.
Man.
Anyway.
They're way different storms.
Yeah, I didn't even feel like getting into it.
Oh, there's a typhoon down in Indiana. Yeah. I heard typhoon.
Oh, yeah, the tsunamis happened?
Yeah, there's tsunamis. I heard there's... There's a dog bark.
Yeah, dogs. The Rottweiler's traumatizing that poor Bichon Frise. I wonder if they're going to the pet expo. Anyway.
You want to drink the rain and eat the flowers. You bake in the morning sun. You're rising like a blueberry muffin. The smell of coffee. You waited all night for this. And by night, I mean winter. And by coffee, I mean the wet air, which makes you want to clean the house. Sleeping with the windows open, even the sound of my bickering neighbors, because it is mixed with the sounds of nature.
It's okay. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
That's a really cute little dog.
Yeah. Here, start the poem over.
You want to drink the rain and eat all the flowers. You bake in the morning sun. You're rising like a blueberry muffin. The smell of coffee. You waited all night for this. And by night, I mean winter. And by coffee, I mean the wet air, which makes you want to clean the house. Sleeping with the windows open. Even the sound of bickering neighbors is okay, because it's mixed with the sounds of nature coming alive again.
There you go. Facts.
Facts.
He's spitting.
That little dog came up and sniffed, and kind of maybe licked my leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of dog you said? What did you call it? A Bichon?
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know how to pronounce it because my French is rusty, but I think it's like a Bichon Francais. It's like Bichon something.
Huh? A Dijon?
Bichon. Bichon Terrier, maybe? Mm.
Cute. Cute little dog. So, what do you think the pet expo might be?
I think it's going to be like a two-bit trade show, I think, is what I think. What do you think it's going to be like?
I was imagining everyone just brings their pets, and it's like a show and tell.
Yeah.
So you have a guy with a lizard, and you have...
A lot of dogs.
A lot of dogs, and...
A lot of cats, but not quite as much.
Maybe some cats.
Yeah. A bird?
A cat on a leash. A bird. Maybe a snake.
Rabbit or two?
Yeah, a rabbit. That's what I'm imagining. So I'm eager to see.
I have such a powerful imagination.
I'm imagining 10 puppies. I'm imagining 10 puppies, and they're licking your face. And they're climbing up on your chest, and you're laughing, and you're smiling in the sun. And there's 10 puppies crawling all over you, licking your face. Oh, one falls off, but it's okay, because they're rubber. And puppies can bend and bounce.
Because they're rubber.
Babies. Babies are soft. And they can fall and not get hurt.
Yeah, they're so light that they don't make an impact when they fall.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop them off a rooftop and they'll just float to the ground like paper. Yeah. They'll catch air because they're not as dense as air.
Yeah, oxygen. They just float to the ground like a feather.
Is that the building you're going to work in the future?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they're turning that warehouse into a...
Different warehouse.
A different warehouse. A musical warehouse. There will be lots of singing and dancing
and
inside
joy.
Of it. And joy inside of it, yeah. Whoa, I'm straight up getting warm. Like, the sun is, like, straight up, like, making me a little sweaty.
Nobody really plays in this field.
We played in that before.
I know, we played in
frisbee.
It once. Yeah.
Did we only play frisbee once?
To my memory.
There was a period where we were playing a bunch of frisbee. And you even popped your shirt off.
Phew! Even me?
Yeah, you did. I liked it.
Okay.
Not like...
Okay!
No, I didn't mean it like that.
You just liked the vibes. You liked the Irie vibes.
We were listening to reggae.
Listening to reggae. We were listening to The Transplants or Sublime or something.
We were listening to A Poet's Life by Tim Armstrong. We took off our shirts. We played frisbee.
Yeah.
You know, and life goes on.
Yeah. Long after the thrill of living is gone. Did you listen to that John Mellencamp song I sent you? Where it's like...
Dude, actually, I didn't.
We should listen to the first bit, because I think you'll be tickled by it.
Dude, Beth was actually just... Beth was... sent me a John Mellencamp song, too.
No, take it from the top.
Whoa. This sounds like a... It sounds like it's made on a Casio.
Yeah, probably is. It kind of sounds like that default dance hall rhythm that, like, under my slang tank. That, you know that... scared me. Did you see that video of Damon Abram showing how that gorilla song is... Okay, you can stop now. Did you see that Damon Abram video where that gorilla song is just from a keyboard preset?
Which one? Feel Good Inc?
Yeah, I think so.
No, but I mean, there's like... That is the thing in like reggae.
Right.
Like there's like a... What's the really famous song? Maybe it's like
Under
My
Slang Tang. Oh. Yeah, it's the same rhythm. That's what I was talking about 2 minutes ago. It's kids' day at the skate park.
Yeah, you got lots of... You got lots of scooters. Kid riding a bike. Yeah.
Yeah, no cussing and no drugs at the skate park today.
Nice. wholesome vibes. I was thinking of coming over here, I saw this penny board at the antique mall.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's nice out, maybe I should buy this penny board. Take it to the skate park and just annoy the crap out of everybody. Just knock a guy over.
I
The thing about penny boards is they're pretty fun. They're like really fun to ride.
Yeah, longboards too, I assume. Yeah,
longboards are fun to ride too.
I feel like the longboard moment has passed. But
no, it'll always be around, like rollerblades.
Yeah, but I feel like longboards were like really popular 10 years ago. 10, 12 years ago. No?
I don't know. I mean, they probably go in and out of sort of mainstream popularity. That little chihuahua's coughing. Dude, there's a bunch of dogs over here.
I mean, there's kind of always a lot of dogs at the park, but yeah, there does seem like there's more than usual.
So is the Pet Expo inside of this building?
Yes, that's exactly where it is.
There's a lot of people in there.
I know.
This is going to be
interesting. Are you scared?
No. Yeah. No. What would I have to be scared of? My cat allergy? It's some that John Mellencamp song sounds like he's just like making it up to a Casio preset.
I like the couplet, "You went to a party with Jackie Onassis. If you're so smart, why don't you wear glasses?" And then like I like that as a line, and then it kind of gets weakened by the next.
What's the next
line? It's like, "So you can see what you're doing to me."
So it starts out as a diss, and then he like reverts back into the, like, wait.
Yeah.
Let me turn. We're writing a love song here. What do we think of this Pet Expo flyer?
It's great. It caught my eye. There's a reason why.
All the animals look so happy.
Yeah, the animals look happy. All right, let's see what's going on. Hi.
So it's like a booth for some sort of grooming.
Yeah, there's
some antlers.
Yep.
There's a booth for dog training. Oh, there's a guy with a bunch of mice.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, that was cool.
We should talk to the mouse guy.
Yeah, we should. Unless they're leaving. Mm. But, yeah, he had rats and he was wearing like a suit and jacket.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. This is the dog show's coming up in May. Oh. And this is about the Bloomington Kennel Club. We put on the dog show.
Oh, you put on the dog show?
Yep, they put on the dog show, the AKC dog show. That's going to be on May 11th through the 14th.
Awesome.
It's going to be at the fairgrounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should come out. And if you want more information or would like to join the club, we have our first meeting Wednesday of the month. And that would be this Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Is it in the pavilion?
I am not for sure. I know it is a little bit in the building, but I know a lot of stuff is outside because the cat trials has to be outside.
Yeah.
And that, if you've never seen, no, that is a course set up and it's on a wire. So you set your dog off. As soon as the little cat, we call it, take off, that dog follows all the way around the course and you see who can go do it the fastest.
Oh.
So it has to be outside because it's a big course.
Yeah.
Oh. But if you've never seen that trial, you should come out. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to the dog show.
I didn't know that you guys had a cat thing.
It's a toy cat.
It's a toy cat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a real cat?
No, that wouldn't be fair to the cat. All right, guys.
Thank you.
I didn't understand any of that.
Thank you. Yeah, so there's lots of dog trainers. Yeah, that's cute. Hi.
Hi.
I feel happy.
Good, look. There's small creatures we can look at.
Guinea pigs. So, this says we are adoptable. Get to know us. Our lifespan is 4 to 8 years. The diet is hay-based pellets, hay veggies, or hay and veggies, and, you know, leafy greens, peppers, tomatoes, carrots. Housing, minimum size of 7 to 5 cubic feet. We got a...
I like the long hair ones that have calyx.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like guinea pigs are one of the only animals with calyx. Besides cows, I guess.
And humans.
And humans, yeah. And monkeys.
And monkeys.
I mean, chimpanzees, rather.
And dogs. Dogs have, like, calyx on their chest, kind of.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
What? I'm interested in the guinea pigs being right next to the bunnies where they can see each other through the cage.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what type of, like, relationship they have with each other. Or if they just don't even think about it.
I think they probably just don't even think about it. I like this rabbit that, like,
that
doesn't
rabbit
have
has
ears.
No ears. Oh. I've never seen a rabbit with no ears. Does it just have really tiny ears?
Yeah, it must be. That must be the case. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want its ears to, like, get cut off or fall off. But maybe that could happen, I guess.
Yeah, maybe that's why the rabbit got rescued.
Help, help, my ears fell off. Help, help,
it was
a
magician's
off.
Rabbit, and it got pulled out by the ears from a top hat, and then it just fell off one day. When you hold it by the ears, it breaks.
Man, that would be traumatizing to see. For, like, a little kid to see that at the magic show?
Well, it's just a trick.
Oh, look.
Charlie.
Look at the bird.
This is the famous Bloomington parrot, Charlie.
Here, let's keep doing rounds, and we'll come back to this booth.
His name's Charlie. You went to a party, Jackie Onassis.
Hello. Good, how are you?
Thank you. I'll take it. It looks kind of like an Apple computer sticker.
Yeah.
What is this? What is your booth?
This is an Etsy page. Yes, I have an Etsy.
Oh, nice.
I started it to make cat toys for my elderly cat that I had.
Uh-huh.
And I just continued after his passing.
Oh, nice.
Aww.
Cool.
And then I added more and more.
Purse perfection. I have two cats. Yeah.
These are cat toys. We got pizza slice. They're good. These are our cat
snacks from one table. Now he's at every table. That's what you got.
snacks here.
Yeah, I'll buy a pizza slice.
Every dog has followed.
Here, hold this.
What is it?
The pizza slice?
Every dog is excited over snacks. Just like us.
I think that dog's name is Goro, like from Mortal Kombat.
Thank you.
You have a nice day.
Thank you. Too. Whoa. Chocolate lab or something. Are those dog treats or human treats?
Well, they're technically dog treats, but I do have lots of humans in this area that they hike with their dogs and they eat them. You can try one if you want.
Really?
Blueberries, bananas, peanut butter, oats, flour, and eggs.
I mean, that sounds healthy and appetizing, yeah.
There's nothing in there that you and I would not eat.
It's a two-for-one. Like, it's supposed to be a human can eat it and a dog can eat it?
It's really a dog treat. That's all it's licensed for. But I do have lots of people in Bloomington that they'll hike with their dogs, and that's what they take along.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And the guys that work for me eat them all the time. Yeah. I don't personally eat them because I like something a little sweeter.
Yeah.
I took them to a holiday thing, went upstairs, threw them on the table, went to the restroom, came out. My friend's dad was like, "Crystal, I really like these, but they need more sugar." I said, "You're eating dog treats." And that's before anyone had actually eaten them.
That's so fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really good. Tastes like a cookie. Tastes like a cookie, but with no sugar.
Well,
look at that corgi getting up on the
table. I
was
overwhelmed at these things, especially when we have the recorder.
Yeah.
And like people are like legitimately trying to do their job and stuff.
Well, I mean, they're trying to do their, like, you know, they're just trying to get the word out about pets and small business and the human to animal relationship and sort of interfacing with that and the intersection of humans and animals and small business and community at the intersection.
Well put, Alex. Well put.
Of that community experience.
Do we want to look at the parrot again?
Honestly, I've wanted to get the parrot on the podcast for a long time.
I know.
Do you think we can do it?
Let's hang out there until something happens, I guess.
Okay.
Or until it feels too
I want to at least meet the parrot, you know? Because I've seen... Okay, so I've seen this parrot around town for like...
It's...
12 years?
Yeah. Oh. Been here as long as I have.
Do you want to pet this puppy? What? You don't want to pet the puppy?
I guess I'm not dying to pet the puppy, no.
It's cute.
Yeah, it is. Ooh, I want to look at the rats. I wonder if that guy got the rats from here.
You think he just bought... Oh, wow. Wow. Are these your rats?
Yes, they're all adoptable. Everybody in there is spayed and neutered and vet checked.
And what?
Vet checked.
Oh, vet checked?
Yeah, we have a staff vet at the rescue.
Oh. You rescued these?
Yes, they are all
rats. Where do you rescue them from?
We get rats from all over. Lots of hoarding situations, lots of shelters that'll get a few, owner surrenders.
Yeah.
There's always at least one box of rats dumped in the dumpster every year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well,
because they aren't spayed or neutered, and then...
And then they multiply. Yeah. I don't know. There was a pair, one dead one and one live one, that were dumped with their whole cage in the dumpster earlier this year.
Wow.
I guess it was more like a rat flasher on Thanksgiving.
Do they mind if I feel the tail? Do they hate it?
You can open the cage and pet them.
I'm kind of scared. I'm not scared of rats.
They are excellent pets. Yeah. They are smart as a dog. Clean, wonderful. I have one that sleeps in my bed.
Really?
He just lives in my bed.
Really?
He was found on the street.
Yeah, right.
Really?
How do you identify a domestic rat?
Yeah.
Mostly by behavior.
Oh.
They're actually the same species and all invasive.
Yeah.
Any wild rat is going to be your brown agouti color, just plain brown.
Yeah.
Domestic rats obviously come in lots more colors, but they're essentially the same.
Are they Norway rats?
Yep.
Okay.
But the rat that I picked up off the street was in front of an apartment complex downtown here, and I had a bag of those like baby yogurt melts that you can buy, and shook it, and he just came right up to me.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's eating
what?
Yeah, now he sleeps in my bed. Yeah. He's like, I will never be cold again, because it was really cold out.
Yeah, He has a heating pad. He never leaves the bed.
Whoa.
He's a great rat who loves people, but he won't leave the bed to, like, come to events.
He won't come to any events?
No, because he doesn't like to leave the bed.
Meanwhile, my rats at home are, like, nose diving off the bed. They're like, I'm going to go explore.
They're making their own events.
Nicholas doesn't go anywhere.
Does the pipsqueakery still have a... I saw on Instagram there was a capybara.
Yeah, we have a pair of capybaras.
A pair
of
them? What's that like?
They are horrible, horrible pets, and nobody should ever own them as pets.
Yeah. Really? Why?
They are big, they are messy, they will flood your house, they need to have access to water.
Yeah.
They are tropical animals, so like the ones that we have, somebody got and was keeping them outside in Tennessee during a cold snap. They got frostbite and had to have all of their toes amputated. So
oh my god.
What? Whoa.
What do you feed them?
Guinea pig food mostly.
Oh yeah, okay. But just a lot more of it?
Yeah, a lot more. They're basically really big guinea pigs.
Yeah. Oh wow.
They're very cool, but they are god-awful pets.
I one time got bit by a rat one time.
Yeah.
At the pound.
Yeah, I get bit by rats a lot, but we have some really, we have like several cages of rats that are just too aggressive to adopt out.
Oh, whoa. Well, did a rat paint this picture? How?
Deanna, how do you do your rat paintings?
I have a big box, and I put the canvas down on the box.
Yeah.
And I have a spoonful of yogurt, and I just move it around the cage.
Oh, nice. So it's finger painting?
Paw painting, yeah.
Yeah, paw painting.
And then some of the little slits are their little tail going across it. And I have a bigger one up here that I just put at an angle. And they keep running up it to the yogurt and sliding back down.
Oh, I like that. That's good movement.
Huh.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
Cool.
It's all good.
Well, thank you.
I wonder if we picked up any of that conversation.
We did. Hi. I've seen your parrot around a lot, around town a lot.
Yeah.
On the bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
He's kind of famous.
Yeah. How old? Yeah, I would love to. How old?
Armor to stick.
Whichever. Which is better? Which is more safe?
More safe? Yeah. More safe is not picking them up at all.
Do the stick, Alex.
Okay, I'll do the stick.
Okay.
There you go.
I've seen... Oh, wow. This is amazing. How old is this? He's 40. He's 40?
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
And he could live to 80.
Does he show signs of aging? Like, what's the difference between a 40-year-old bird and the, like, years you've known him? Has he changed?
He's mellowed out a little bit, but yeah. In terms of physical appearance, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did... The reason I rescued him is because he had plucked all his feathers, so in that way, he's changed a lot.
Yeah, his coat looks really
but
nice.
But I had originally seen him looking like this, so...
Yeah.
Wow, his tongue is really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
What an amazing animal.
If you ever get a chance, I don't know if he'll take this from me.
What?
I don't know if he'll take this from me, but if you watch him crack a pistachio.
Oh, nice.
You want this, Charlie? You want it? No.
I'm probably stressing him out.
It's okay. It's all right, dude. But he will just pick this apart, and he uses his tongue like a finger, and just manipulates it. Yeah,
oh, that's
you're
wild.
Showing off.
Yeah.
Now. How about now? No. Nope.
How does? Can you see? It. Like, you have to hold the nut up to the side of his face for him to see.
I don't think so.
I do this thing where I put one here, one over there, one down here. he looks at him. He's already got it figured out. He knows where to move.
Yeah.
He sees them all.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of vision.
I asked my vet early on. I said, how well can they see you? And how much around, you know, like, obviously they can't see 360. But,
yeah.
Uh-huh. But a lot.
And he goes, a lot. He goes, imagine you're flying through the canopy of the forest. And there's branches everywhere you have to see.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Bird vision was described to me once as being not quite 360, but, you know, because their eyes are on the side,
right,
they have this hemisphere, you know, and then all of that.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's not quite like an owl that can go all the way around, but pretty close.
Yeah, and I bet there's some other sensory sense organs that they can,
He has nostrils above his beak, right?
Right.
No, you do. Yeah, you do.
And the ears are right back here on the side of his head. You can't see him until he's wet, really. But.
Oh, the ears, yeah.
Look at this. There's a camper shell walking down the trail.
A camper? Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, that's wild.
Somebody's carrying it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, nice.
Get in there.
Here, watch the.
Dude, what do you think? Do you think the dog wants to eat that parrot?
I think some instinct might get triggered. Well, that was cool.
Yeah, I've wanted to hold that parrot for like 10 years. That was like kind of a check. I should have held it with my hand, but I don't know. I was afraid of hurting it.
Yeah.
You think I was afraid?
Yeah.
Nah, I wasn't. Look at that big golden doodle.
I know. I thought that stuffed animal was a real dog.
Yeah, me too. It tricked me earlier. Dude, the pet expo is awesome. Oh, well, this is some kind of art project.
I guess it's a vegan thing.
Oh, it's like a
factory farming.
Factory farming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are showing behind the scenes footage of industries that abuse animals like meat, dairy, eggs. Mm-hmm. Fish,
mm-hmm.
and family farms or factory farms, these animals suffer the same. So, have you seen footage like this before?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you? How does it make you feel?
Bad.
Bad. Yeah. Is it safe to say you guys are against animal cruelty?
Yes.
You are? Okay. Do you guys consume animal products like meat, dairy, eggs, fish?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible to be against an injustice while consuming those animal products?
Yeah.
How do you think it's possible? Because these industries operate on supply and demand, right?
Yeah.
They operate because you're paying them to generate more of these products.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, you know, I understand.
You can take a closer look on that TV on that other side if you need to.
Yeah. I used to be a vegetarian, and then I kind of forgot. Like, it fell out of it. You know?
And we are promoting veganism here, not vegetarianism, because every dairy cow ends up in the same slaughterhouse as beef industry. Mm-hmm. So, and you can take a look at the TV on the other side. We show what happens to dairy cows, which is basically forceful impregnation.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And every dairy cow, she ends up in the same slaughterhouse.
Oh.
Yep. And we are showing humane, grass-fed, certified organic, ASPCA certified, the best of the best.
But so,
do you think there's other ways?
Like what do you think you as individuals can do about it? Because clearly you're against animal cruelty. So
a lot of people want these products.
So this is a spent dairy cow once they're considered no longer profitable. This is their end of life. What do you think would stop you from stopping your support to these meat, dairy, egg industries?
Probably being embedded in like an entirely different social system. I mean, what's really messed up is like the labor practices too, right?
Yes.
And like, and I mean that's you know, like cruel labor practices aren't limited to animal production, right? Like there's like
Certain
like labor practices are like, I mean, think about like the rare minerals that are in these TVs or like in this recorder or like.
And you can still be vegan and be against those.
Right, but I couldn't live ethically unless like I entirely cut off my relationship to like.
So it's not like a perfect. You either be.
Right. So then why did you advocate for veganism over vegetarianism?
Like, because I just showed you the proof.
It's like a slippery slope. Like, you can't ever.
So why are you against meat industry? Let me ask you that. So there was a reason for you to become a vegetarian. Why were you against the meat industry, if I can ask?
Because I used to feel like my consumer decisions made a difference, and I don't feel that way.
Right, but the dairy industry is the meat industry. Once every dairy cow is spent up, she's no longer able to produce milk after 3 to 4 pregnancies. She's sent to the same beef slaughterhouse. And her male calves are taken and sent to the veal industry. You know, veal is another form of meat.
Yes.
And of course, the leather industry as well. So it's all different parts of the same industry. So which is why we are saying if you're against animal cruelty, then going vegetarianism is not the solution, but going vegan.
Right. But there's still, like, you don't think there's value in reduction?
So
you think it's all or nothing?
So if you were in the victim's position, how soon would you want your oppressor to stop hurting you? Do you want them to gradually stop hurting you, or do you want them to stop hurting you right away?
Well, I'm not a chick, I'm a person. So that's like...
If you were in the victim's position...
Well, if I was in the victim's position, I wouldn't have a sense of self, so I wouldn't, like, be able to advocate that.
So if you're in the victim's position, you want your oppressor to take baby steps to stop hurting you, or do you want them to stop hurting you?
Well, if there's three options, the one option is they don't stop hurting me, one option is that they take baby steps, and the third option is...
They don't hurt you at all. That's
right.
A third option.
Right.
And that third option is what veganism is about. It's about not even...
I was vegan for like 18 months.
Why were you vegan?
Because I wanted to be. Because I felt like I wanted to be at the time.
No, what motivated you to be
Stuff
vegan?
Stuff like this.
Okay, so you went vegan because you felt animal cruelty is wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
And I thought it was bad for the environment.
Okay, yeah. Here we're focused on, of course, the victim's perspective. So if you think, if you're still against animal cruelty, what is stopping you from going vegan? Because this is the consequence of your actions. These are the victims that the industry doesn't talk about.
Yeah.
They want to say happy cows, happy chickens, but these are victims that you would never see when you pick a product from the supermarket shelf. So do you know the number one benefit of going vegan?
Like being healthier?
That's definitely one of the benefits. But the number one benefit of being vegan is that, first thing, these animals are not hurt in your name with your money. But for you as an individual, you no longer have to be a hypocrite, right?
Right.
Because when you say you're against animal cruelty, and yet you pay these industries, you're telling them, give me more of this, right? And I was in that position too. I was consuming meat and dairy heavily. And I was still going to shelters, volunteering in dog and cat shelters, and I felt I was not living true to myself. I'm saying I'm against animal cruelty, but to some species I didn't bat an eye. So I felt I was a hypocrite, and that's what led me to go vegan. So
yeah.
So thanks.
Can I
give you some resources to look into? So we are an animal rights group called Anonymous for the Voiceless, and we have resources on our website.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
See you.
Why did you rope me into that?
She's very attractive.
How did you rope? I'm blaming you for that one, man. And you know it's your fault.
I know. I'm sorry, man. Hey, you know, it's like... Yeah. That was some disturbing, really disturbing... I was having a really nice time looking at puppies, and I was excited. And then I just was kind of forcefully shown videos of animals being, like, shot in the head and tortured and stuff.
Yeah, very 2011 moment. And the, like, Occupy Wall Street vibes.
I mean, like, you know, like, I care. I definitely care about, like, animals being hurt. But yeah, I do feel like on a personal level, I don't really make much of a difference.
But yeah.
Maybe that's a really negative. And I did care when I was like 20, and I was like, I was a vegetarian, which she kind of was flexing on me for.
I know, but that like, part of her argument didn't make sense.
I was like, well, you know, you're just trying to guilt trip me now.
Yeah.
But you know. Ah, fine. I'll be vegan. I'll do it.
All right.
I'm probably lactose intolerant anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody low-key is.
Yeah. Then we're going to get on that inflammatory seed oil-based diet.
What is it?
A lot of people think that all the seed oils that are in vegetarian food, vegan food, are bad for you. Yeah, that's the truth is... When I was vegan, I was also extremely depressed.
Really?
Yeah, and...
You think it was caused by the seed oils?
No, but I don't think my diet, my horrible 2011, like...
French fries only diet.
Yeah, I don't think that helped. And obviously, I'm in a better place now. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's like... Maybe I like being a hypocrite.
You can't not be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
In the world, you can't not.
That's
everything contradicts
that's
itself.
That's the foolish thing to say is I'm not a hypocrite.
Yeah,
that's
like,
an incredibly arrogant, like, foolish thing to say. And I was spitting too.
No, you were doing really good. Yeah. I was like, and like the guy, I could tell you were doing good because the guy in the
anonymous mask,
yeah,
the Guy Fox mask.
The guy in the Guy Fox mask holding the TV, he just starts shaking his head.
I know.
He just starts shaking his head. It's like you're making him mad. I hope they don't find us and glue our car doors shut or something.
Yeah, they do some direct action on us.
It's like, dude, we're like, I was hearing you out, you know? I was hearing both of y'all out. But, like, yeah, it's like, I really feel like it's really difficult to, like, not contradict yourself all the time. You know? It's maybe even impossible. But that woman seems very convinced that...
Yeah.
That she is...
On the righteous path.
No longer a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And
maybe she's right.
When
stop
will you
being,
stop being
a
human
supremacist.
I don't think I'm a human supremacist.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I have great respect and reverence for nature and animals.
Yeah.
Yet
that's,
I do eat meat.
That
so
speciesist argument doesn't make sense.
I kind of think. I like this. I like being challenged because, like, that is a good point.
Oh, the battery's about to die.
All right.
But why don't you finish your thought, and then if it just ends early,
I'm just saying, you know, I like animals. Like, I'm not a human supremacist. I'm not going to go crush one of those puppies, you know, or something like that. Like, but there's this whole other side of the world you don't see. And because it's out of sight, out of mind. And they're just showing us. They're just putting it in our sight.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I mean, the compelling thing about, like, the animal industry is that, like, it's the labor practices. And, like,
yeah, I thought you were going to talk about, like, the shrimp slaves in, like, the boats and the shrimp boats in, like, East Asia with people go out on the boat, like, willingly, and then they don't bring them back for 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, do you really care more about the lives of the fish than the slave?
Or, like, people, who, like, you know, like being a butcher in ancient society, like, a lot of times, like, you were, like, an untouchable in cultures if you worked with meat. And then, like, and also the idea that, like, CAFOs and factory farming is just as unethical as a small family farm. That's a stretch. like you, even a vegan, I don't think, would agree with that. But, you know. Anyway, it'll make for a good podcast episode. I do get in arguments with people on the street like that.
Like regularly, like just in your day to day?
No, but semi regularly. I will engage in good faith with a street activist, no matter how crazy they are. And it just flusters me.
Yeah. I mean, I should have known, like, the dead